I have visited mountain states several times. I've spent time in Montana. My in-laws used to live in Montana, and there's something about the majesty of mountains in the distance and the sun creeping over them, and you get this sense of scale that you don't really get anyplace else. But you know what? There's something to be said for the plains also, and this picture is kind of an example of that. I've lived in the Midwest my whole life. I've lived in Nebraska, Minnesota, and Oklahoma. And yeah, things are flat. And you might say, well, it's kind of boring, not interesting. But you know what? There's kind of a beauty to it that it's its own kind of beauty. And that's kind of what I've tried to capture here a little bit. I took this when I was driving back from Nebraska. I'm thinking, was I driving there or back? I took this when I was driving back, and I drove up for just a weekend. It was a kind of a special trip that I went. I flew solo for this trip. My wife and kids were at home, and I wanted to go so I could help my brother-in-law and my sister out with some projects around their house. And so the point of this trip was not to take pictures. In fact, I don't even think I used my camera the whole trip. I brought my D750 and my 50mm lens. And I didn't want to mess around with taking pictures on the way up or the way back. And while I was there, I think I just used my phone for some pictures. But I didn't want to waste the opportunity either on the trip. And on these trips to Nebraska, so there's a fast way and a kind of a more meandering way. If you want to get there quick, you take Interstate 35. And it's not that there's no scenery, but it's not as accessible. You're on the interstate, so you can't just leave the road whenever you want to. And to me, it's a little less interesting. This picture, this sunset or sunrise picture, was taken on Highway 77, which is kind of the more wandering way to go. And it, you kind of wind through some small towns in Nebraska and Kansas. And it's a little more visually interesting. So I took Highway 77 on both ways, there and back. And I had I was keeping my eye out for any photo opportunities that I happened to see. I didn't like deliberately stop and spend like half an hour composing shots or anything, because I wanted to get there quick and I wanted to get back home quick. But man, I was driving home and I left at 6:30 in the morning. This was in late January, I think. So I had about an hour of driving the darkness before the sun came up. And I kept my eye out as things were changing from night to day. I really wanted a picture because I live in the city and I don't get these type of views that often, where you get the entire horizon visible like this. So the sun was coming up and I knew I wanted a picture, but I didn't know what. And at one point I even pulled my car off the road because I thought I had a good photo opportunity, and then turns out I didn't. There was a building in the way. So I just kept on driving, and I thought, well, you know, if I don't get any pictures, that's okay. There'll be other times. And I turned east for a little ways on Highway 77, and I saw this scene. And I didn't even think about it. Immediately, I pulled my car over and got out and just snapped a few pictures. It was actually a little more light than what it lets on here. There was enough sunlight that it wasn't totally dark. So this is kind of an artifact of post-processing here, how the bottom third of the frame is completely black. That wasn't actually the case. I've just sort of lowered the shadows to make it appear that way. But this particular photo, there was like a 45-second window when I could have even taken this. So it just happened to line up where I was driving on this short stretch of Highway 77 that had changed from going south to going east. And the sun was just peeking over the horizon, and it was all clear. There was this radio tower and this water tower in the distance to get a sense of scale, and everything just lined up for a brief moment for me to take this picture. And I'm so glad I was able to do it. I really like the richness of the colors. I like the clouds. I like that you've got the bright orange glow and you've got the blue sky on top. And something about it is just really cool. And to me, it kind of captures the essence of what type of beauty we have in the Midwest, despite the lack of mountains.